Wait, start over.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, this is Jen and John, Get Neffing Clue. I wanted to do the intro.
Yeah, but Jen doesn't know what episode number it is.
It's episode number... Quattro.
Episode number four. Faux show in the heezy. What's up, gangsta bitches?
Yo.
Oh, here's your pizza.
Okay. My mom's bringing us pizza pockets right now. Okay, can you take those?
Yeah.
Actually, wait, I'll just put them right there.
No.
Nowhere I can easily get to them.
This one's gonna go right here.
Oh, that reminds me of how much... Okay, when I got my chicken burger at lunch today, it was not as good as I thought it would be.
You want half?
No, I can have my own pizza puff.
But...
No.
What's wrong with mine? Do you think I have cooties?
Look, I really don't want a pizza puff with herpes on it right now.
Why don't you like my herpes? He doesn't like my herpes.
I want to try one.
You can... No. No.
Oh, no, I just ate the only herpes-infested one, though.
My mother is now the proud recipient of herpes. Mm. Hope she enjoys that.
Yeah.
So we have to give a shout out to James Nepper, because we found out that he likes the show a lot.
Yeah. James is awesome.
Yeah, shut up, Jody. Anyway, so... Yes, what has been going on in your life recently, Jennifer?
Well, Jonathan, my hacky sack was brutally slaughtered by my friend Davina and Don. Well, it's Davina's dog, Moat. I left it on the counter, and apparently he must have jumped up there and grabbed it, and he tore a hole in my sand hack, and he ate part of it, too. And then, and now I have the skin of my sack in my pocket. I couldn't bear, like, not going out with it.
But she has another sack that's protected with chainmail.
Yeah, I have a chainmail hack. I love hacky sack. Hacky sack is my pride and fucking joy. And it felt like I got dumped. Right when, like, I saw it, I was just completely in shock. I was like...
She punched the dog in the head.
Yeah, I punched the dog in the head. I was pissed. You don't even know. I'm gonna eat this pizza pocket.
Oh, that was scrumptious. Look at that.
You guys don't know what we're laughing at.
Yeah. Oh, the sound wave just went bahooka.
Bahooka.
All right. So, I'm very happy because I recently purchased more RAM for my computer.
Oh, now it's going fast and we can actually do the podcast without it glitching and doing all this weird shit.
Yeah, before it would freeze up at random times and it was really fucking annoying.
That was fucking bastard. I'm sorry, I'm talking with my mouth open, but, you know, really, I don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, with my mouth full. Whatever.
Mm. Oh my god, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hot,
hey,
though.
Look, it's, like, straight down the middle, huh? Mm. So, Jonathan, what's been going on in your life? Do you have any, new crushes? Or anything? You like anybody? Like any boys?
Jenny, let's calm down.
I know, I'm raging.
Let's turn your volume down, baby, because okay. We're not going to talk about that.
All right.
This is a nationally syndicated live radio show.
That's
and we
right.
do not talk about
personal
issues. We got
people issues. In Las Vegas listening to us, baby.
Thank you.
Jerry White. Here's another shout out.
Oh, man.
Mostly because you're like our only listener that's in a different state, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Tell other people about us.
We should totally have a listener party. That'd be cool.
Well, there would be like 5 or 6 people.
Okay, Chris Vance would be there. Christina would be there. Kayla Ice would be there.
James
would be there.
Maya would be there.
Dawn would.
Mm-hmm.
Maya would be there. Jerry could fly down.
Yeah. But you're going to have to pay for your own ticket. We spent all our money on the mic.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. But by this episode, we were supposed to have 2 mics. But... I actually did get a splitter, but it was a headphone splitter, and it won't work with inputs. It's only... So now I have a headphone splitter. If we don't want to listen to the same thing on the iPod, we can each wear our headphones.
We should, but I'm going to talk to my stepdad, and hopefully
Chris
he
Vance
can...
is going
to
give us a microphone, like a regular computer one instead of your 70s one.
Oh, yeah. Did we already tell them about that?
No.
I think it was, like, last week my stepdad, he gave me... I was asked him if he had a microphone because I wanted to say a whole bunch of shit backwards and... I mean, say a whole bunch of shit and then play it backwards on Audacity, and So he gave me one. He was like, yeah, I got one, but it's kind of old. And he took it out of this baggie, and it's like a regular, like, singing microphone from the 70s, though. So it's all ghetto and stuff, and all there's, like, I don't know, it works, but I don't want to use it for the show. I'll feel like I'm at a concert or something, and I don't like big groups of people.
And I wish we had those fucking microphones that, like, are suspended from the ceiling, like at real radio stations.
Yeah, that would be so awesome. Or the ones that Keith and Hemda have.
As opposed to our low-cost bedroom setup.
Hey, man, this is Logitech.
Those were good pizza puffs.
Yeah, they were.
They're gone now.
Want another plate? No, they're not. There's one left.
Mm. That reminds me, like, just an estimation, how many pounds of french fries do you think you've eaten in Davina's?
Oh my gosh. We don't talk about that.
Right, people ask me recently, they're like, Jeff, didn't you quit smoking? I was like, we don't talk about that. That's
no.
In the past.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. It's water under the bridge, you know.
Yeah. Everybody just needs to calm down. Calm down. Eat a cookie.
Yes, that one night she can sleep over.
Oh.
Saturday night.
You can stay the night on Saturday.
Really?
And I'll let you know what time Saturday.
You can't stay the night, right?
I might be able to.
Because you said that if you helped.
I know, but I told you I might be able to. I said
you
I wasn't
really should.
Wasn't for sure. Well, we'll see.
Why do you have plans?
I might.
You don't know if you have
something
plans.
Something might come up. I didn't.
Oh, something might come up and you have to choose that over this.
Over helping move boxes.
And hanging out with Joan.
True. But I mean, I won't be able to have cigarette breaks, though. Oh, we'll have breaks.
Yeah, that's what we do at our listener parties.
I wish that you guys could have seen the look I just gave him.
We'll have breaks. Breaks for the ganja. Oh my god.
Yeah, I think that's the only way I'll be able to do it. Alright, I think I'll be free Saturday.
Really? That's good.
Maybe.
I see, when we add drugs into the equation. Oh, what?
No, lately? Never mind, I'm not going to talk about that.
Do it.
No, I don't want to.
We need more airtime. Talk.
I don't know. Nothing. Oh, just different subject. You know,
Oh, come on. I hate it. You bring shit up and then...
I'm sorry. Jesus. Here, I'll just talk about something different. Shrooms sound fun.
Huh?
Shrooms.
I've done them before.
You ate a stem.
It still counts.
You ate a stem. That's all you ate. Oh, John's playing Tetris right now. But you ate a stem. That's all.
Well, yeah, it did just feel like I'd smoked a lot of pot, but still.
Okay, no. I mean, shrooms, like...
Have you done it?
No. That's why I just said it sounds fun.
We shoot with Tara because she does that. Or because we were talking about her smoking weed, and she's like, I don't do that, but I will so shroom. And she got all excited.
I don't know.
Why, were you thinking about doing that?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Party?
I might.
Party.
If I did, I wouldn't want to do it with a whole bunch of people. I've gotten over doing, like, the whole huge party thing.
I did it with Justin and Ashley.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was fun, though. I went through, like, half a pack of Marbs so quick.
Dude, when Justin was over, was it Davina's? Me and him, like, were chain-smoking his pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I was sitting on his lap, and I just kept on. He'd light a cigarette, and then I'd take the cigarette from him and smoke it. And then he'd light another one, and I'd take it from him and smoke it. And then he'd light another one, and I'd take it from him and smoke it.
Oh, my God.
And he was just letting me do it, though.
How are you guys?
I don't know.
I know. I love how I could just assume that you were.
Well, why else would I chain pack a smoke a cigarette that fast?
Even chain though, pack?
I mean, chain... Did I say that?
You said chain pack a smoke of cigarettes.
Well, you know, when we replay that, I want to see if I really said that.
You said chain pack.
Oh. Neat. Yeah. I want to play after you.
Jenny.
What?
Right, I'll stop playing.
Fine.
No more Tetris.
Fine. It's not fair, but you already got to play some.
No, Jenny.
He always says no to me.
I love you, Jenny.
No.
Oh my god, we have to talk about the field trip.
You just aborted my house.
Well, because you were like, no.
Oh, I love you.
But we went to a nuclear reactor today, didn't we, Jenny?
Yeah, we went and saw a nuclear field trip. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot more exciting.
Well, but let's talk about how we even got there.
Oh, yeah. John is so oblivious. Let's start off thing with that. John's very oblivious.
I was listening to music.
Oh, my hair's on you.
Anyway.
Oh, you cannot even blame that. You heard what she was saying.
No, I didn't.
Wait, let's say the story. John, you can tell the story.
Well, no, because you were the one that was getting it. I'm not hip enough for that.
You still heard.
Well, yeah, well, we were like, oh, we want to go on the field trip. We thought it costed money and chat. And we didn't want to go to our first three periods.
We didn't have our permission slips.
Yeah, and so Miss Bengler started dropping subtle hints that we should just forge them. But I was stupid.
Yeah,
I told her,
well, my mom said that I'm allowed to forge her signature for, like, you know, stuff like that. And she's like, was covering her ears, like saying, I'm not hearing this. And John, and she kept on hinting towards that. And John kept on going, like, but no, can't we just get verbal confirmation? And then finally I was like, John, and she was like, just listen to Jennifer. And she walks out of the room. I was like, John, she was telling us to forge it without actually saying it. She's not allowed to tell us to.
Oh, wow. And so then we did, and I did my mother's signature, but Jenny couldn't do hers.
No, because my curse was just too bad, and I have to do it really slowly, and then when I'm doing it that slow, it comes out even worse than if I was probably doing it fast.
Yeah.
So I got Taylor to do it, so really, I didn't forge my mom's signature. Taylor did, but I got somebody to do it.
Yeah.
It's like hiring a hitman. You may as well just do it yourself. I mean...
But, okay, so we went to the reactor.
No, wait, when we went to Bengler, though, she was like... She saw Ivan, we look over at her, and she looks back over at us, and she walks over, she's like, hey, guys. And we hand him to her, and she's like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. But okay, so when we got to the reactor, I thought it was going to be, like, some big, dangerous death trap, which is cool.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was this boring place. The coolest part was when the reactor glowed blue. We'll get to that later. And so we get there, and it's obscenely hot in there to start out with.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, this little room. It was fucking hot as hell, and then... But they had this button. It was a smart button. What was it?
Easy. There easy. Was easy and panic.
Smart. I'm very intelligent.
But anyway, so there was this overweight lady, and...
But she seemed nice.
Yeah, she was funny.
She was funny. Dude, she totally looked like a stoner. She had a tongue.
I don't think someone that works at a nuclear reactor...
Why not? Even that second lady, she looked like she smoked pot when she was a teen. Come on now. Those big glasses...
No idea you're talking.
Keep on talking about.
Oh wait, the girl in the brown skirt that
the
we did the
lady.
Geiger counters with.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Keep going.
Anyway, so like we go in there and she's just talking about it and she's like, so basically our reactor does not create enough power for an explosion or a meltdown or anything. It's totally impossible. This reactor sucks. Blah blah blah. And it was like, that's really boring.
Yeah. It was in this.
We didn't even have to wear special suits when we went in the reactor room.
No, it was just this 25 foot deep pool. And the reactor was at the bottom, and even if you fell in it, nothing would happen, unless you went down all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Then you would get, like, something, like, you'd get too much radiation or whatever, and it would
suck. And then, of course, you know, throughout this whole time, she's talking about, you know, nuclear that and this, but anyway.
Yeah, the whole time I'm just thinking, I want to listen to my iPod and read my book.
But the coolest part came when she turned off the lights and the reactor was, like, glowing blue.
Yeah, that
was
awesome.
Cool.
It was so pretty. John got a picture of it. I'll make him post it.
Yeah, and I'm putting that video of Adam caressing your forehead on the internet.
Yeah, that was weird. That's creepy. Adam kept on hugging me.
You looked so happy, though.
I was like, oh, wait, you guys can't see that. Never mind. I was doing what I was doing, but...
Adam was, like, lovingly caressing her forehead with the tips of his fingers.
You'll see.
But you saw him at the mall.
Yeah, I saw him at the mall, and he... You know that whistle? We were going down... he was wearing this gold whistle.
I'm sorry, but you have Dr. Pepper.
I know. It's not Dr. Pepper. It's Mug Root Beer.
Okay, anywhere.
Anyways, yeah, we were at... I went to the mall. I was waiting for John to get home so I could come here and make a wonderful podcast for you people. And so we were at the mall, and we were going down the escalator. And we were going down, and this chick was going up. And Adam, he looks over at the girl. He was like, this is my sexy whistle. And then he blew the whistle.
Oh, yeah,
he
had that whistle with him all day.
Yeah, but he kept on doing that to a whole bunch of chicks. He was like, this is my sexy whistle.
I love that kid. Which is why I'm sad.
And then he kept on hugging. He kept on hugging me, and then like doing that to my back.
Hey, you wanna hang out with him with me tomorrow? Because he's going to Mexico soon.
When is he going to Mexico? How long is he going to Mexico?
Like a few days. I don't know, but everyone's leaving. Dawn went to Florida for a month.
No, and she's not even sure when she's coming back. She has to work for the money. She's
yeah.
Working. No, get this. Dawn is working at Bubba Gump's.
Oh,
yeah, she is working at Bubba Gump's Shrimp Company.
Oh, isn't I didn't that even great? Know that was a real company.
Yeah, apparently it is, because she's working there. She has a job there, and right when she gets there, she's going to be able to start working there. She's basically going there to work for a ticket to come back.
Yeah, why? What's even the point of her?
Because
going
her
down
friend,
there?
Like Ricky, is down there or something, yeah. And like some other dude, like Mike Toad or something, he's moving down there. He moved down there today, and Dawn left with him, I guess. Something along those lines. I don't know. But anyways, she's gone. It sucks. But we need to figure out some road trip with Davina. Do you think that your mom would let you go?
I don't know.
That would be really awesome because Teresa said that she would drive.
That would be awesome.
Because Teresa said she would drive and we could go somewhere for like a couple
really
days.
I do really want to get a job.
I know you want to get a job, but I'm going to miss you.
Okay. Oh, but yeah, I was supposed to get a job at fucking TJ Maxx, right?
Yeah, I called them.
And so I filled the application and then there's like the supplemental application that comes after the regular application because... You know, they like TDM, I don't know. And so, in the other ones, just these stupid multiple choice questions, like, you know...
Say the chicken and the egg thing.
Oh, that was an actual question,
I know, but
though.
Just, it's an example, here's an example of what...
Oh, yeah, an example of, like, how stupid the questions were was, you know, the chicken came first, and then it'd be, like...
True or false?
No, and no, it would be, like, very sure, kind of sure. It was stupid shit like that, and so I went back in there, like, 2 weeks later, and I asked Cassandra, my contact in the company there, and I'm like, have you heard anything? And she's like, yeah, apparently you did so crappy on the multiple choice, they didn't even want to look at your application.
That's horrible. They base you off of the multiple choice thing first.
Yeah, and they don't even look at your app. That's... To see if you have experience or anything. So you could
or
have
even
a, you
see
could
if
have,
you're a felon.
Yeah, you could
Jesus.
Have a you could have a tweaker do perfect on the test, and...
and they would get it?
He's fine. Apparently that's how they like to do it.
Oh my gosh, I want to apply at TJ Maxx, because then if I do get the job, I'd rub it in your face.
I would steal shit from you.
Would you get mad if I got the job?
No. No, because then you'd have more money.
To spend on you?
Yeah.
I'd buy you shit.
Yeah. Well, we did get Keith and the girl shirts.
Oh yeah, I bought John.
They came so fast.
I know. I didn't think they were going to come that fast, but I guess they... I bet they, get the shirts made for... I doubt too many people order them, like, on a regular basis.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I spent $40 and got me and John t-shirt each.
And everyone was like, what's that? You know, it's just a t-shirt. And everyone's, like, asking about it. It's weird.
Here's how all...
And no one knows what a fucking podcast is.
No, here's how all the conversations went. What's your shirt say? I'd open up my shirt. Keith and the girl. Is that a band? No, it's a podcast. What's a podcast? A radio show. Oh... What do they talk about? Stuff? Jesus, why don't you listen to one?
I know. I think everyone should know what a podcast is, so then I don't have to explain it.
I know. I think that it should be something that's in all schools.
Yeah.
Just like philosophy or something.
That would be cool. Like how some schools have their own closed circuit television. They can have a podcast.
Dude, and at Schellenberg, they have their own little radio room.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool. That's the first time
I really wanted to take classes there.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw Chris Vance was, like, at the... It was, like, right around the end of school, I think. I think it was the last day of school, and he had his hair in that weird thing, like in Katamari, those guys whose hair goes straight out.
Oh,
and then,
Chris is awesome. He wears, like, those crazy bandanas and shit.
Yeah, I remember, like, one time Chris's outfit, like, completely... Did you see him when his outfit was just totally... It was outrageous. He looked like an 80s kid or something. It was awesome.
He does that a lot.
I know.
Chris
cool,
is awesome.
Though.
Yeah. Yeah, and people at Dawn's house were being assholes to him.
But yeah, the first time I saw him, his hair was all, like, crazy, and he took all of it and gelled it forward, so his hair was just sticking out forward, and he was on the radio. It was pretty neat.
He was on the radio?
Yeah, he got to... He was one of the... I guess he must have had that class or something.
Oh, do you remember
it.
Rosie 105?
Yeah, dude, Rosie 105, they were our radio thing for our sunrise dances. Our sponsor was Rosie 105 for our Sunrise Middle School.
I used to be a Munchkin meteorologist for them.
Meteorologist?
Yeah, and I would call in the morning, and they would tell me the weather report, and then I'd repeat it, and they'd play it on air for an entire week.
Oh my gosh.
It was neat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and, like, they were like, because I think it was one kid was done doing it, and they were like, if you want to be our Munchkin meteorologist, call in and ask. And so I called in, and I guess no one else did.
I'm Keely.
Oh, yeah, Keely and Tracy, they're these two super preppy girls in our school, and Keely's totally going to be a porn star. But anyway, so me, Keely and Tracy and me and Jenny were, like, competing for the best friends in the school for the competition thing.
Yeah, guess who won?
Yeah, me and Jenny won.
Jen and John, motherfuckers. Oh, tomorrow, Knight told me that he needs to get us together to take the picture because apparently they have a special background, so we can't take the picture ourselves. It has to be on the school wall because they all have the same background or else it'll cause attention to more than one person. Fucking retarded.
You know, I have no problem with us getting all the attention. You tell him.
I know, I did. I told, I was like, well, we're supposed to. Best friends. Hello, best.
Your pupils are really big.
So are yours. It's just because the room's dark.
It looks weird.
Yeah, you know, I feel like an Indian person or something. I'm sitting on three giant pillows because John always takes the chair every time we do this.
Hey, when we do podcasts from your house, you can have the chair.
Okay, fine. You know how nice my chair is, too?
John, yeah, but see, you also have more than one chair in your room.
I want you to come over.
Tonight?
I wish you could.
But whenever we go over to your house, you always get really pissy, and you have nothing to do, and you, like, talk about how much you hate your parents.
I don't talk about how much I hate my parents. I like my parents. My parents are actually really cool.
No, like, not how you hate them, but, like, when your mom's giving that tour.
Oh, okay, fine. You know, I have a big house. We're pretty rich. I'll say it.
Thank you.
John, yeah. I think this is the first time I've ever actually said that with John here. Because, like, I never really experienced being, like, you know, having a lot of money and stuff like that. So it's really weird. So I don't really like considering myself that, even though we are now. So I live in this, like, three-story Victorian house. And my mom, every time that I have, like, a new friend come over whose parents happen to be there, she takes them on a whole tour of the house. It's like, ooh, this is a museum. This is our home. Jesus. And she's like, yeah, this is our third bathroom. Oh, this is our other half bathroom. Yeah, this is the guest bedroom. She just goes every single room, every bathroom, every little storage space.
The guest bedroom is quite nice.
Yeah, the bed sucks, though.
I didn't mind it.
Ew, it's firm and nasty. See, that's the thing. With that bed, you either totally love it or you totally hate it. Because if you like firm beds, then you need that bed. But if you like really squishy, soft beds, then you need to sleep in my bed. Ew, not like that.
Okay, but what I found entertaining...
It's so comfy. Serta, baby.
What I found entertaining about your parents is every time I go over there, they bought so much new shit from the last time.
Actually, yeah, it is true. My parents kind of turned into, like, I'm not sure if materialistic is the right word because they're not really like that, but they do buy a lot of stuff. It's just because they can, I guess.
Yeah, because, like, I'll be sitting there like, we're gonna go to the store, we're gonna get a new scale and some pots and pans.
But yeah, they just bought a new set too. They gave that set to my sister. No, I'm joking.
Oh, because I would have totally believed you.
I've been sick for, like, a week and a half. It sucks. Not even, like,
no,
totally sick, but
just like
a...
I've been sick at school, and so it's like, you know, when I'm really thirsty and someone else has water, I'm like, have a drink of that? I'm sick. Fuck.
Yeah. I just have, like, mucus in my throat, so I keep on... I've been, like, hacking up all this nasty shit, and I'm not even a smoker anymore. This shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, you did spend a lot of time at Don's, though.
True. I made a tiny-ass
hot room filled to the brim with cigarette and weed smoke.
But that's the thing. It's like I may as well just keep smoking cigarettes because I'm already in a room that's filled with cigarette smoke. And so usually I always have to get
like
a window
seat.
It looks
like you hate it, so I don't get why you were still always going over there. Cause, I mean, I know you wanted to see Dawn.
Well, no,
but...
it's not that... Because I... cancer is a fair price to pay to hang out with my friends.
Oh, by the way, you look really hot in these pants, Jenny.
No, I don't. Ew,
yeah, you do.
Ew.
No, that's hot.
Ew, no, it's
those
not.
Those are good pants.
Are they?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Don't listen to yourself. Listen to me.
Okay. What was that?
I don't know. I was breathing in because Jenny kissed me on the cheek and it was orgasmic.
Yeah, I do that.
She does that.
I think it's song time.
I was thinking the same thing.
See, I know it.
We'll
I
be
just,
right
I knew
back, Nicholas.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Sounds like that. I love it.
It's
it
fun.
Just cracks me up every time that you do it.
I'm glad that you enjoy it.
I do enjoy it. Okay, people, we have a very monumental announcement to tell you guys. In one more episode, we're going to be able to join the team podcast.
Teen.
Whatever. I thought you said team.
No.
The teen podcast.
Punk.
Damn it. You're making me screw up.
Hello, not, this is our podcast
this
coming
is our
to you.
Yes,
coming
yes.
to you from a lily pad.
A lily pad?
Yes. Because it's a podcast.
I didn't say a podcast.
Yeah, you did. You also said chain pack a smoke of cigarettes.
Okay. Anyways, one more episode.
Dyslexia.
I know. What a... I really do think that I have something wrong because it keeps on, like, I keep on doing it more and more and more.
Something's going wrong in your noggin.
That
sounded hollow. She just knocked it. And it sounded hollow.
Do it. Oh, come on. You did not even. I went like this. See, yours sounds hollow too.
I'm sorry, but yours was cavernous
oh my
and echoey.
Gosh. No, it was not cavernous and echoey.
Yes, it was.
You're gay.
You're fucking gay.
You're fucking
no,
gay.
No, we were talking about how gay Jenny is.
We were talking about how gay John is and his hair and your stash. Mustache.
I think I'm going to get rid of the stash.
No, I really like the stash.
I don't like the stash.
Why?
It looks retarded.
No, it doesn't. What makes it... You just want to be...
I'm so editing that out right now. All right, so there's a little audio problem there because... Jenny revealed information that shouldn't be said on here.
Oh, gee, damn it.
What? You were hoping that the person would hear that?
Sort of.
God, you're such a bitch.
God. No, I'm not
I don't
bitch.
Talk about who you like on here. Because you don't like anyone, I don't think. But
do I?
Do you?
I can't remember.
Well, they must not be that special. Yeah.
John has this little stash of plates to his right, like, there's a computer desk in front of him, and then his chair in front of the computer desk, obviously, and then to the right there's, a bookshelf where he puts his clothes, and on the second to last shelf, there's a little stash of plates that he's been building up for a couple weeks now, because I told him to keep as many as he could until his mom figured it out.
Yeah, and she hasn't said anything. It's out and it's hidden in plain view. Oh, emo band. That was good.
That was good.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a shitty band. Anyway, so. Back to business.
Yeah.
So,
else?
Well, Amanda's leaving us.
Yeah.
You remember, Amanda's the one that I mocked, was like, oh my god, John, I love you, I hate you, that girl. Well, she's still adorable, whatever. And so she's going to CCC.
Yeah, tomorrow is her last day, and then Thursday would actually be her last day, but she's going to the fucking beach.
Yeah, so she's going, and then Tira has 3 more days of high school left.
Two more.
And then she'll be gone, and she might go live with her mom in some other state, which will be shitty and sad, and then she's all sad because she has to leave Nick.
I know. She's liked this guy Nick since...
For 3 years, and now they're finally, like, kind of, quote, kind of together. But
yeah, because they hold hands and they hug and she sits on it.
Make out.
And they make out and stuff. But
and Mike out.
Mike out.
But yeah, they're crazy fuckers.
They're crazy motherfuckers.
Crazy motherfucker! Look, I'm just a motherfucker, fucker, suck my balls. Oh my god, I've been so addicted to Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Oh my god, me too.
Yeah.
We've been listening to
nothing but MSI. The last episode, the last song we played, that was MSI. They are so addicted.
Oh my god. No, I love, right now, my favorite song is Keeping Up With The Kids. It's so fucking awesome. Did we play that?
No, we played
Pussy
All Night.
I thought we played Royal Night.
No, we played Pussy All Night. But my favorite's,
I love the intro right before Keeping Up With The Kids. It's
Wipe The Wall, Plasta.
I looked up the lyrics for it. It's wipe the wall, plaster, it never catches on, wipe the world, or wipe the wall.
Wipe the world, was that a little white supremacist statement there?
Yeah. Hidden messages.
No, seriously, bring your hood, so. Anyway. Anyway.
That was awesome.
I know. So wipe the wall, pasta, never catch on. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll get the lyrics and...
You should definitely do that, madam. So I feel like this might be our best show yet. I don't know. Because, I mean, it's just gone so smoothly.
Yeah, honestly, it's like, you know, of course, little pauses, but... We talked for 24 minutes before we had to put the song on.
So. Yeah, because, you know, we have spurts of creativity, but then they go, and that's when we need auditory enjoyment to regather our genius.
Yeah. Little spurts.
Little spurts and squirts. Oh, my God. And so, yeah. But can you believe that?
I fucking love root beer. It's so good. No, it has.
Can I have a drink of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't drink all of it, though.
There's
no. Okay, root beer. I love root beer.
Do you like a certain kind?
Yeah.
Like mug?
No, I just got mug just because I couldn't decide on a soda, so I was like, fine, okay, root beer, because root beer's good. And but personally, I really like I like Dad's. Dad's is good, but so is I really like that? I like A&W root beer straight from the A&W place.
Oh my god.
Isn't
so it good?
It's a little shit. Frothy on the top. Oh, it's so good. I want to go and get a root beer float from there. I love root beer. I mean, it's not my favorite drink, but I love it. But the best kind of root beer there is the granddaddy of root beers. It even says that on the glass bottle. Sarsaparilla. I think there's like a cowboy going through those. Yeah, sarsaparilla. It's so fucking good. Once again, I think that I encourage you all to go and do something every show, but you know what? Right now I'm going to get you doing it. You know, get some sarsaparilla. I encourage you all to get some sarsaparilla. It's so fucking good. Oh. I love that. How do they make the mouse disappear?
I don't know, but there's this thing on the internet that we found, and it's like this guy, and you hover your cursor over his face, and he looks like it's like a veganist face or something, and then he grabs it and eats it.
Yeah, and like the mouse disappears.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Come on, do it.
I love the really frustrated look he gets before he eats
it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he has this really, like, accomplished look on his face.
Yeah, so when we're at our houses alone, our activity for the night is usually just the internet.
Yeah, usually I go home.
That's what our fun depends on.
Yeah, I say a few words.
So if Comcast is down.
Oh my god, no, if Comcast is down, then I just move on to another wireless network, because usually if my internet or Comcast is down, like, I have a wireless modem or whatever, so I just go on that, and I go on to, like, Virilion, or, there's this one called Fishy Network, and there's a bunch of other ones like that, but no, seriously, let's see, my sites, I'm addicted to MySpace, yeah. LiveJournal, definitely, what else, I go on DeadJournal sometimes, what do you go on? I do stumble a lot, though, the little stumble button.
I do DeviantArt, MySpace, LiveJournal.
I can't really. MySpace and LiveJournal are pretty much my main sites. Well, I mean, usually I go just on click a lot of refresh. Other
sites
for fun,
but those are my main sites that, you know, I like need
yeah,
to live.
Yeah, those are like my default sites.
Yeah,
that and Google.
Fuck.
You.
Google is nice.
Google is.
Yeah.
Google. Google.
Oh, look. Oh, it's that dirty picture I put in my LiveJournal. Did you ever look at it?
No.
Oh, it's the guy from Fall Out Boy masturbating.
He actually is?
Yeah, it's pictures off his sidekick when he was drunk, apparently.
And he put him on the internet?
Yeah. He has a nice pee thing.
Yeah, he does. Wait. Oh my god, that's dirty. You guys don't even know.
Yeah, if any of you listen to Fall Out Boy, Pete Wentz from the band. But
see, I hate Fall Out Boy, but oh my gosh, go back down. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, words do not even describe people. Oh my god. Wait, go back down. That's not, okay. Send that picture to me.
You want me to send that to you? Okay. We're looking at pornography. Didn't want my mom to come in.
Oh, she left the door open again.
All right. Jenny's going to close the door so we can resume looking at pornography.
Go back down one more time.
Okay. You dirty girl.
Go down all the way. Oh my god.
What?
It's nothing. It's just nice.
Do you like his penis?
Yeah.
That dirty Fallout Boy.
I think he just turned me completely straight.
Oh.
Well, he is really cute.
Yeah.
He's not the lead singer, is he?
No. He writes all the songs.
Who?
He does. Yeah.
But oh, yeah, I get it, sugar, we're going.
Yeah, I found that on Pink is the New Blog, which is, if you don't want to pay money for trashy celebrity magazines, go to pinkisthenewblog.com, because it's free, and I'm going to go to it right now. Let's read some celebrity news. Not, I'm not stealing your throne, Patrice. Okay.
Whitney Houston. Oh my gosh.
She's such a crack. Whitney Houston. She is a crack whore.
I still like her singing.
There's Kevin. Oh, Kevin Federline is so trashy.
Yeah, he seems really white.
And he like ruined Britney Spears. What the fuck is that?
Now she seems even like white trash. I mean, before at least she was just like, you know, she was hot and she. Oh, hey, Paris. Oh my god. Okay, never mind. We're gonna stop talking about Britney because Paris totally beats her. ew, that's a really bad picture of her though.
It's a bad tan. It's really going. What the fuck?
It's a really bad tan. It was like blotchy. It looks like somebody threw flour on her.
Christina.
Oh,
we love Christina Aguilera.
Is that her husband?
Yeah.
Why? Oh my gosh, she should have married me over him.
But yeah, we love her. No, Christina is great.
I am absolutely in love with Christina Aguilera.
Oh,
I think.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I just went by again. I love her. I think that she's absolutely beautiful, and I have a poster of her on my wall. It's that Rolling Stones thing with the guitar, and she's naked, and she's wrapped around it.
That's Moby.
Ew, I did not want to see that on Moby.
Moby gets wet and wild. Oh, look at the guys, though.
Is Moby gay?
No, that's not Moby. Moby's there.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah, I have a folder on my computer with Christina Aguilera pictures. Yeah, I have over 200 pictures of her on my computer. Like, I like her Stripped album, but I don't really like her other stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Stripped was good because she actually wrote that whole album herself.
But see, I have a folder for Ashley Simpson.
Oh, Ashley's so cute. I love her.
Now we're going to look at pictures of Ashley Simpson.
Do you like her blonde or brown? I liked her with the brown hair.
I liked her with her black hair.
Wait a second, didn't it just fade to brown, though?
No, I'm pretty sure she dyed it. Oh. I don't mind her blonde, but yeah, so we also love Ashley Simpson. Yeah. Everyone hates her. And
yeah, that's because everybody got the wrong impression of her, but we found out that she is not, like, you know, a bitch. She was just drunk. People have the right to get drunk and be bitch. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
And we happen to like her voice.
I know, so. I think it's raspy and cute. It's, you guys need to...
It's hot.
That is.
Yeah, and yeah, we totally do her, so it's cool. It's hot, too.
Yeah.
She's being all slutty for Blender.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, Jessica Simpson can suck our asses and die.
Yeah, people think that Ashley Simpson's like ugly and shit because they say she has a big nose. Dude, who cares if her nose might be a little bit big? She's still
so... Yeah, she doesn't look the same as everyone else.
I know, she's so cute and, like, you know, obviously she has to be somewhat of a good singer if she is famous. Ew, that is so dirty. John has a picture.
Tell them about the picture.
John has a picture of the Olsen twins. And they're, like, hugging in this whole sexy pose thing, and I guess if you're into incest, then it's cute, but...
Oh, then there's this really trashy picture of Britney Spears.
Dude, that's... Yeah.
It's funny.
Kevin.
Yeah. I like that one, though.
Yeah, that's good.
See, when... If you get Britney right, like, there, Britney's fucking hot.
Yeah, but from... She's got the angles.
Yeah.
Didn't... Really, all famous people. Well, aside from Christina. I love her.
Yeah, and then...
Wait, click on that one.
Which one? This one?
I love that hair.
Where? Oh.
Hello. All right, so. Hello. Here's some kiwi.
So yeah. We have descended into talking about
John,
nothing and...
forks.
What? Oh, fork. You don't have to... We're going to eat kiwi.
I want that fork.
And I think we should wrap up the show now.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to leave them. Let's finish our kiwi first.
Okay.
Yeah, we're eating kiwi and it's amazing.
We're going to narrate it for them?
That's real good.
Don't you love kiwi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Ugh, it's so good.
It's so good.
So, here's another request. Leave us a fucking voicemail, for Christ's sake. This is getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah, we made it for you guys.
You can find the number... on getaneffingcluevoicemail.blogspot.com, or you can find it on our regular website, getaneffingclue.blogspot.com, or email us, getaneffingclue@gmail.com,
or you can
MySpace us.
MySpace, or you can go on our live journal, or you can do a whole bunch of other ways here. Let's split it.
Okay. Jenny's display name is Nard, N-A-R-D, and mine is Life is Better with More RAM. Search it.
Well, no. Actually, you can go ahead and search up John's, but since I bet a lot of people have Nard, is there... thing, then just look. Then just go to myspace.com/diddle68.
All right, so bitches and hizzos. This has been episode number 4. I love you, Jenny.
I love you too, John. You're amazing. You have something on your tooth.
And so, yeah, you know this is the wrap up.
This is the wrap up. Wrapper.
Also, yeah, if you email us, you can tell us what you think of the show. If it's shit, not shit, whatever.
I know. Just give us some kind of constructive criticism.
Yeah,
Jesus
fucking
Christ. That was amazing.
All right, so we will see you guys.
Yeah, peace out, Niggs.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, later.
Good show.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big.
I like big butts and I cannot buy. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. God makes me so horny. 'Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
if you wanna roll in my Mercedes, then turn around.